weekday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. British voters are heading to the polls Thursday for what has been called the most important vote of their lifetimes, whether the United Kingdom should remain in or leave the European Union. Two polls just before the Thursday referendum showed a slight advantage for the Leave campaign, although there are still many undecided voters. Election analysts say turnout will be crucial for both sides. The EU has struggled, meanwhile, with migration and an economic crisis, and a Brexit vote would boost opposition to it within other member states. European Council President Donald Tusk urged British voters on Monday to stay. He said, "Without you, not only Europe, but the whole Western community will become weaker." All eyes in the European Parliament are also on the outcome of the vote, as we hear in this report from Henry Ridgewell in Brussels.
It is business as usual here at the European Parliament Thursday, on the surface at least. There are debates scheduled on renewable energy and the Panama Papers, among others. But in reality, all eyes are on what's happening in Britain. One French lawmaker here told me that the EU in Brussels is finally waking up to the seriousness of the vote after what she said was a long sleep, and there is much nervousness ahead of the outcome. There are emergency meetings between the heads of the various EU institutions scheduled for Friday morning when the result is known, and we will then get Brussels' first response to the outcome of the referendum.
Meanwhile, foreign leaders from U.S. President Barack Obama to Chinese leader Xi Jinping have called on Britain to remain in the EU. It's a message that's supported by global financial organizations and many company bosses, as well as central bankers. You can follow at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Paris.